go to the beach. Each, let's go get a wave. Beach, each, let's go get a wave. Beach, each, let's go get a wave.
The beach is alive. Outside podcast with Robbie Applefield, Sandy Gordon, Mitchell JC, and Bernie Boy.
Hello. Hey everyone, how's it? Is the mic okay? Testing. 1, 2.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2. Sophie. 1, 2.
Mitch.
Hello.
Bernie.
ABC.
Hello.
And Bernie, can you hear me through here? Robbie. Hello, Robbie Armfield. 1, 2.
Yeah, I can see your sound waves, man.
This audio coming is working quite well. Okay. Awesome.
Looks so nice.
Hello, and welcome to Robbie's Modern Life, the show that just keeps guessing more and more as to whether or not you're going to stay tuned in for another 5 minutes or not. Obviously, I'm just joshing. There's no guesswork for you today. Just put your feet up, grab a cuppa, and enjoy the next hour of high-octane comedy. First up, of course, we need to address the elephant in the room, don't we, Sophie?
Yep. Or should I say the elephant not in the room? That's right. We are currently not in a room. Today is a special RML first because we are broadcasting live now from an off-site location in Sydney's eastern suburbs.
Amazing.
Very special. Multiple factors have led to today being the special day that we make our off-site dream come true.
It's so exciting. We wanted to do this for so long.
One of the main reasons we are doing it today is because our good mate Damien from Damien's Audio Equipment Sydney Hire and Rental Services has given us a ridiculously good deal on a podcasting kit that we could not walk past. Only catch was that we could only apply for the cheap deal on this specific Monday, and we had to come and collect the gear here in Coogee, where we are right now.
But since
you all were late, we pretty much have 1 hour now, so we have to record it here instead of anywhere else.
But you're probably sitting there right now listening to the radio going, but what about the COVID-19 pandemic? Shouldn't you be staying inside, guys? Well, technically, yes, but as we established, the rental window for the gear we are currently using to broadcast live on FBI Radio 94.5 closes sooner than we can get the gear inside and out of the elements and flying germs.
Look, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. So, to maintain strict government social distancing regulations, we have each opted not to shower and brush our teeth for the entire week, which leaves a bit of a stench out here, guys. We're coming to you live in Coogee.
It's an effective measure.
Yeah, I've gone the extra mile and decided to smear some fresh dog shit underneath my armpits.
Are you kidding me, dude? What? That's so uncalled for.
What the hell, Mitch?
Why would that
Downright unsanitary, to be honest.
Okay, so this is the guy who's currently using underwear weaved together yourself out of aged rat pelts.
What? Is that true then?
No.
Jesus.
What? That is so gross.
So if you cannot talk, you actually told me this week you've been bathing in a public toilet septic tank for a whole week.
I was joking, of course. Okay, and guys, that smell is not me.
Guys, this is disgusting. Is this true? Because if so, I'm not sure it's even safe me being here right now, even 2 meters away from you all at the moment. Who knows what kind of diseases you're harboring with these twisted habits you've picked up? Who knows what disgusting diseases? Diseases you've been harboring with your twisted habits recently? You could have kickstarted some mutated airborne alone.
What's that smell?
Maybe rat pelts, dog shit, septic, or a combination of all three.
No. It's something else. Something worse than that.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
No, it's worse. It's a lot worse.
Oh, I can smell that. Yeah.
What's that deodorant, Rob?
Minx Africa. Why?
Minx Africa.
Can we just get on with the show, please? Okay. We're obviously coming at you live at Coogee Beach, outside broadcasting. We've been wanting to do for ages on Robbie's Modern Life. But do stick around, because pastry to poo unit, our nation's horniest truckies are resorting to some truly depraved practices to get their rocks off in these trying and isolated times. And they come in the form of our favourite petrol station treats. Yuck. Yup, inserting sausage rolls up their ass with sauce. Jesus. Colloquially known as getting 420'd or rolled with the lot. It seems desperate times calls for desperate measures. We'll be dissecting how you can accomplish this manoeuvre at home in about 15 minutes' time.
And stealing jobs from the rich and giving to the poor? Not exactly, but one man in central Queensland has earned the title of Jobin Hood over the weekend for his efforts in attempting to lessen the rate of unemployment in Australia.
He does so by emailing his mates, asking if they know anyone that needs work at the moment, and if he gets a reply with a yes, he'll investigate further. Find their names and email them with some job opportunities he's found online. Using email to help people, it's safe to say we're thoroughly impressed with this man's attitude. We'll be talking to him soon.
And bad news, Hilux owners. That's right. If you own a Hilux, you're shit out of luck, my friend. Turns out the deadly COVID-19 coronavirus has been found to exist for up to 3 months within the once reliable confines of this trusted workhorse vehicle.
Oh, no.
The brand responsible has ordered the immediate recalling of all Hilux models for the safety of our society. Bad luck.
Oh, that is some seriously bad luck. And puff puff, don't pass. We'll be joined by Professor S. Cott Green a little earlier, or shall I say later in the show, to find out what COVID-19 pandemic means for your drug addiction to Sweet Mary Jane, a.k.a. pot.
Yeah, it's a huge one today. We're coming up at you live from Coogee Outside Broadcast, RML style. Huge thank you to Damien's Audio Equipment and what's it called?
Damien's
sorry, yeah.
I had to say it right.
Rental yeah. service.
Huge thank you to our good mate.
He's shaking his head at us.
Yeah, he's Damo. He's made sure that we plug this every few moments. Yeah. So just a big thank you again for the audio equipment from Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire and Rental Services. You're with Robbie's Modern Life right now. A huge show. Here's a wonderful song. Let's get into it. RML, FBI. We're here in Coogee. Let's do it.
Woo! Heaps of people.
Keep your distance.
Text in.
And text in 0409-945-945. Yahoo! Yay!
Okay. Can you hear us down there?
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
Little bit dark, that one. Traces of Death featuring Ariel Pink, a new one from Georges Elbrecht. You're with Robbie's Modern Life right now, and 1212, Bernie Bolgi coming through.
Hey, how's it going?
Mitchell JC. And Sophie, some levels from you, please.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Bernie, can you hear me?
That's right, we're coming live outside broadcast in Coogee Pavilion. You're probably wondering what the hell's going on there. You're supposed to be inside, social isolating, etc. for the COVID-19, COVID shit. Turns out
we're not showering, so
we're not showering, so we're okay. Yeah, and we're staying, distant. We're out here, we've got Damien's, what's it called? Fuck.
Damien's not going
to
be happy about
that. We have to say it right, otherwise...
Our good mate Damien from Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire and Rental Services, has kindly provided us some audio equipment that we're using here today. And a quick check-in with Jono in the FBI Radio Studios. Mate, how are the levels going there? Is everything coming through okay live for the listeners?
Yeah, I'm getting all the levels absolutely fine. It's coming through green lights. Yeah, sounding good, guys.
Awesome, Jono. And you've got the text line there in front of you, 0409-945-945. Has anyone got in touch?
That's the number, but I actually come with a few issues here. Can't seem to see anything coming through, so I think it must be broken. Text line.
Yeah, that sounds like it must be broken. Actually, yeah. We'll check back in, mate, and see how that's going.
It's probably broken.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and troubleshoot it with you. I'll keep you posted.
Rightio, Jono, talk soon.
Yeah, chat soon, mate.
Thanks, Jono.
Okay, it's time now for
Monkey Intern.
That's right. We've got a monkey and his name is Lawrence. Lawrence, say hi, buddy.
What?
Yeah, I know. Sophie, this is news to you. Okay, so Lawrence is our new intern here on RML. Isn't that right, Lawrence? Yeah. I know. You're going to be helping us make some awesome radio. Is that right? Nice one.
Where did you get this from?
Awesome. What was that, Lawrence? Holy shit, guys, I told you that's fine. You want to get us a round of coffees, is that right?
Oh, come on, he just does that to anything, Rob. He must just do that to anything.
No, truly, it's something different.
To him?
Bernie, you order your coffee, honestly. Lawrence, listen up.
What's our order? Lawrence, you're crazy. What? All right. Get me a...
You got to be quite clear.
Yeah, Lawrence, get me a just a regular long black, please.
Mitch? Yeah. Mocha, two sugars.
It's always memorizing it.
You don't want to write that down, hey?
You
next?
He's just tapping his head like it's all up there.
Okay. Sophie, what would you like? Do you want a coffee?
Order. One large latte, please, Lawrence.
One large latte. Okay, and I will get a large long black, please, Lawrence. Thank you so much.
I can't even remember. Lawrence, you got that?
You got that, Lawrence? Okay, I don't know if you guys seen those videos of Coco the gorilla, you know, doing that sign language.
Oh, he just gave a thumbs up.
He's doing something. Like, Lawrence, you're a genius, mate. Thank you so much.
Oh, look at him go.
Oh my god, there he goes. Okay, so
he's going down to the cafe.
Are you guys surprised by this?
Yes.
Sophie,
this is literally the first time Sophie's actually met Lawrence. So what's your first impression of this guy?
I don't know. I'm speechless. Where did you get this from?
Look, all will be revealed.
You guys kept this a secret from me?
That is a good story. We'll delve into that later on, won't we? Because that is a good story.
Absolutely it is, Mitch. But yes, so we've got a monkey intern called Lawrence. He'll be back later with our coffees. Can't wait for that.
He didn't write it down. Didn't write down the order.
Hopefully he can remember.
I hope he doesn't get it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, we're here in Coogee. Guys, how are you feeling today?
Good.
Socially distant.
Yeah, not really, though. Everyone's out and about. It's quite concerning, actually.
Oh, I feel so much better to be like in touch with the community as
the breeze.
We're delivering the show.
We've been wanting to do this for so long.
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
And now it's just the perfect time, I suppose.
Well, it's sort of not the perfect time, but it's the perfect time in the sense that we actually have access to this audio equipment thanks to our mate Damien. Obviously, we're going to be with you for the next little moment. RML right now on FBI Radio. Stick around because the David Blaine of toilet paper has been discovered in the UK. Grisly methods of discovery detailed soon. And...
Judge Judy, arrested for theft of a motor vehicle in Scotland. We've got all the details coming up just after this.
Absolutely. Here's one from Sybil Byer, The End. RML, FBI Radio. We're here in Coogee. Woohoo!
It's the end, friend of mine. It's the end, friend of mine. Time is over. Well, we could simply say I love you. Now you open the door. Leave me crying, trying to embrace you again, trying to face this damn situation. Man, I can't. It's the end, friend of mine. It's the end, sweet friend of mine.
Were you as flustered as I was when Luke Hemsworth returned to our screens recently as security guard Stubbs in Westworld? Well, it seems like the youngest of the three famous Aussie brothers has been frequenting the gym in his time off the show because he's looking built like a brick house. Now you too can get ripped like Luke Hemsworth without even leaving the home thanks to his new app, Luke Hemsworth Gym. Simply download, pick a difficulty setting, and follow Luke's daily training routine from your mobile device. Routines include push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, planks, and plenty of other creative ways to get fit, all tailored to your gym experience with the inbuilt difficulty level. The app includes motivational chat from the lesser-known Hemsworth, as well as goal-setting abilities and other great features. You can even link up with your friends via Bluetooth and sync up your Luke Hemsworth gym daily routine.
Staying indoors has its challenges, but with my new Luke Hemsworth gym application for Android, staying motivated and in shape has never been easier. Exploring the great outdoors while growing up in outback Australia and then learning the top fitness tips from leading professionals in Hollywood in later life
in preparation for my next leading role
means I'm your perfect gym companion. You're not going to find another online fitness routine that has the breadth of experience in my Luke Hemsworth gym application.
That much I can guarantee you.
So bring yourself back online and join me and my hashtag fitness army in our journey to build a better version of ourselves with my new Luke Hemsworth Gym application.
The Luke Hemsworth Gym, available now exclusively on Google Play for Android.
Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio. Love that song. Pleasure to be with you here. We're coming at you live from Coogee, Outside Broadcast Official. Sophie's with us.
Hello.
Mitchell's with us.
How are you doing,
my
folks?
Name's Robbie. And Bernie.
I can't see
Bernie.
Him.
Bernie.
I can't see him.
Bernie, come here.
He's gone for
He's been
run.
So inspired. Did you guys hear that Luke Hemsworth package
just earlier?
That app.
That app, have you guys been using it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I downloaded it, but I haven't even opened
Bernie.
It yet.
Luke Hemsworth gym app. Bernie, come and have a seat, mate.
Yeah, it's awesome to get all of your exercise and, you know, your carb loading
calories
all like lined up into one app and just sort of all converges there in the app, and it really helps you track all of your progress related to that kind of stuff.
It really does, doesn't it? What sort of exercise were you doing over there, mate?
It was the Luke Hemsworth gym app routine, so it's all on the app. All I gotta do is sign up, log in.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's Luke Hemsworth gym app. It's on the Google Play.
He's the younger of the Hemsworth brothers. Google Store. He's the younger of the Hemsworth.
Younger.
Brothers.
He's actually the oldest one. I think.
He's the eldest.
Yeah. Oldest
he's
one.
Seen the least.
But his body is awesome.
Yeah. He's
and
been
so
a
that's
of
what
it.
I'm trying to get.
He's seen sort of the least financial and career success, but he's really starting to kick it into gear with this app.
Yeah. This app is so awesome, and now it's I think free to use now because with people trapped inside, he wants to see more people getting fit using this social isolation time to get fit.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So this is what Luke's doing. That's awesome. I'm all about it. I'm on the app.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm definitely going to try it as well. And I believe you can connect with friends using Bluetooth as well.
Yeah.
Which is great. So there's a social element to it.
There's a social element too, but it's isolated social.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we're working out together.
How far away is Bluetooth though?
We're working out alone together with the Luke Hemsworth gym application.
That's
but,
awesome.
Okay.
Anyway, hello.
My shoulders are very sore.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah. Do text in. How are you going in this weird time that we live in? 0409-945-945. G'day, yeah, how are you, mate?
Doing, sir? Do
you want to come a little bit closer, not too close, chat. But mate, that's far enough. Thanks. How have things been going for you recently?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we keeping busy anyhow.
Yeah,
there's a lot of yeah.
And
who are we talking to?
Robbie's Modern Life. It's a show on FBI Radio. It's a community radio station in Redfern.
Oh yeah, I know. Right, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a show. Well, you're live right now on the radio.
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
What are you listening to? You got headphones in there? What are you listening to?
Audiobook.
Nice.
Can we know what the book is? Don't come too close.
No, wait. Just keep on talking.
Oh, okay. I've got a pad. He's giving us the signal of a pad.
Live here on FBI Radio. What's the audio book you're listening to?
The Carrie Diaries, Summer in the City.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Is that a good read? Good listen?
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah?
All right.
Are you into that sort of genre of book?
Oh, just anything, really.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Your podcast guy?
Yeah, podcast.
You're going to love what we're talking about next, actually. It's the Pod Palace. You know, obviously everyone's having this hyper online time right now. Yeah. People are making lots of different stuff in their bedroom, different podcasts and things. Would you love to listen to some of those?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to want to stick around.
This is the podcast.
You're going to want to stick around after the break, mate, because we're going to be detailing some of those. If you can't and you've got to continue with your job, that's fine.
Yeah, so I've got to keep them working. But yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
Swing by again, mate.
Cheers, thanks, Ross. Have a good one, mate.
Yeah.
Stay safe. We'll be right back.
He's trying to record an audio project but doesn't know where to start. He's full of ideas, but got no ideas. Well, this is where I come in. I'm Damien from Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire and Rental Services. I've got access to DJ decks, condenser and dynamic microphones, PA systems, portable karaoke systems, recording services, and post-production audio effects for whatever your project requires. All at competitive prices. I'll make your project sound the best that it can be. Call me on 0455 768 333 and I can organise the best price for you and the best method of delivery. As I currently am not in ownership of a working vehicle, you bring the idea, I'll bring the gear. Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire and Rental Services. Competitive prices, competitive audio.
Hi there, my name is Robbie Armfield.
I'm Sophie Gordon.
I'm Mitchell JC.
I'm Bernie Jason. No, Bernie
Oh my God.
And you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBR Radio 94.5. We're coming at you live from Coogee Beach. Woohoo!
Yeah, Coogee Beach!
Coogee, put your hands up!
Coogee,
let's
turn
hear
it
for Coogee!
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
Can we get a hey-o?
Can we get a hey-o?
Coogee, hey-o!
Life goes on for people in Coogee.
Life goes on and the vibes are pumping here in Coogee. Huge thank you to our mate Damien for the audio equipment using here today to broadcast live to you. Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire Rental Services, has fantastic prices and affordable prices and a fantastic range of audio equipment gear that you are able to rent at a majority of times.
That's what we're using right now, and you just heard the promo. So,
all the information was there.
Spelt out there, yeah.
Oh, we should check in with Jono and see how the texts are going.
Yeah, we're loving being with you and we love hearing from you. So, Jono, let's give him a buzz, Bernie, and see how it's going there in the studio.
Yeah, so Jono's managing the levels. Let's just give him a call now.
Texts.
He's back in.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going well, mate. How are the levels looking in the studio? Everything going out fine?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm just really trying to get this working, and I've been troubleshooting, and it's just not coming through, guys.
The text line, you mean?
Yeah, the text line. Yeah, it's not coming through.
Is it broken?
0409-945-945. Nobody's texting in.
Yeah, I troubleshooted, and I tried sending a text from my phone just to see if it will work, and it came through straight away. So I don't know if it's something to do with
Maybe
it's because you're closer.
Proximity, yeah, Sophie. Yeah, I think you're right.
That's the proximity effect, I reckon, Jono.
Because nothing has come through other than my test.
It's so annoying. Mitch, what tech issues there? But
we're
all the
working
tech
fine here.
Here is working really well.
All the tech here is fine. Yeah.
All the audio equipment from Damien's working great, which is fantastic. Mitch, why don't you send a text to the text line 0409-945-945?
Come again, Jono.
It's all set in a grid. That tech gear over where you are. You're sounding all fine.
Well, yeah, it's fine here.
From Damien's Audio Equipment, Sydney Hire and Rental Services.
Yeah, John, just focus on what's in front of you there. Try to sort out the text line, and we'll chat with you soon.
Yeah, we'll do, guys. I'll try and get it sorted.
Yeah, I'm going to send a text, and you let us know if that comes through later on, next time we get in contact with you, man.
Totally, yeah, please do. Okay. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, John.
Good luck with the rest of it.
Thanks, John.
Loving being with you today. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe indoors and making sure that we're flattening the curve. Obviously, you're probably wondering, why are we outside? What are we doing outside? This seems crass and craven, cavalier, depraved. Wrong, a lot of people might be thinking.
Sick.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of money, and Damien had a great offer for the equipment that we're able to use right now, and we've been wanting to do an outside broadcast for literally years, so we just had to jump on this opportunity, and that's why we're here doing it with you, and we're loving being with you. Social isolation.
Live right now.
Social isolation. It's the term in the lifestyle we're all pretty much sick of at this point.
Yep.
Wake up,
I'm sick
coffee,
of it.
Surf Go the web, sleep. Food, coffee. rinse and repeat. Jeez.
I'll say.
A welcome respite from the loneliness can come in many forms of entertainment like TV, books, magazines, radio shows like this one. And podcasts are certainly no exception. Having the warm and chipper company of others in our headphones can not only be humorous and entertaining, but can also provide us super interesting information about a whole range of topics.
Yep, yep. As the internet has increased in prominence over the last few years, so too has podcasting followed in its footsteps. Take your pick of hobbies or interests, and I'm sure there's a podcast out there to suit your specific needs.
Mate. Mate.
He's got headphones in, bro.
I know. He's probably wondering what he's listening to. It's probably a cool podcast. Oh,
it might be a cool podcast.
We're here in Coogee.
Hey,
oh!
Baby just replied.
Well, anyway, so due to the hyper-isolated and online nature of our current society, it's no surprise that the number of podcasts has absolutely skyrocketed. People are holing up in their homes, booting up the microphone by themselves or with those they live with, and creating fresh audio accompaniments to our collective period of quarantine.
A new podcasting network has sprung up in response to this increase and has kindly compiled the best for your convenience, and they are awesome. Covering a whole range of topics from gaming to history to storytelling and gaming history, let's take a look at a few that really caught our attention.
That's right. These are the podcasts that we're simply loving right now in our isolated times, thanks to Pod Palace. First up, we've got All the Rest, and it's hosted by none other than Sophie Gordon. Sophie, talk us through the thinking behind this one.
Yeah, so All the Rest is something I decided to start up as a way of storytelling.
Audio story.
Audio storytelling. So take a story like you would read in a book, but make it so you can listen to it as if someone is telling you the story from the comfort of your own headphones. In your home or wherever you want to listen from.
It's really cool, and let's listen to a little bit now.
3, 2, 1.
Pod Palace exclusive.
You know what? It's okay. I have to go. I just remembered I have to get something.
Where is she?
No, really. I have to go.
No!
A tall man appeared from behind the room's divider. The heavy boots that cover his feet disappear underneath the thick, shiny black coat that envelops his body. As I continue up his body, my fear only grows stronger. A mask, resembling the head of a bird, sits atop the hideous mountain of a man before me.
Well, present yourself to me.
Hi.
Oh, my child. Ashen face, dark eyes. Some sort of grip hasteth you so. Let me take a closer look.
As his thick leather gloves come toward my face, the stench from his bird face mask is overpowering. Wafts of wormwood, cloves, mint, rose petals, and opium.
Lovely, love that.
Sorry. I've just opened my eyes and I'm now in Coogee, but I was in the doctor's surgery. Sophie, how did you take us there? That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Did you like all the kind of audio effects I put in there?
How did you do it?
Bit of reverb.
As I said, I just was there. I was there and now I'm here back in Coogee. But, that's the power of podcasts is they can take you places. And it's a huge thank you to Pod Palace, a new podcasting network that has compiled all the best of the most recent podcasts that have come out, all for your convenience, and they are awesome. Yeah. Robbie's Modern Life right now, FBI Radio 94.5. Bernie Mitchell, Sophie, and myself, Robbie, are here. We're coming at you live from Coogee.
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
Bay, we're loving your company. Hey, Coogee!
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, it's an audio format. You got to cheer.
Trust me, they're waving at us.
Yeah.
Stick around after the break. We've got to be detailing a couple more of these beautiful podcasts that are awesome. We've got the Animal Crossing podcast, the Chef and the Cricket Coach, and a couple more that are really going to tickle your taste buds. Here's a beautiful song now. See you in a moment. Huddle up, guys. It's time to listen to a brand new podcast. It's called the Animal Crossing Podcast. We're loving it. It's on the Pod Palace Podcast Network, RML FBI. Let's have a listen.
3, 2, 1.
Pod Palace exclusive.
The Animal Crossing Pod. Hey guys, welcome back to the Animal Crossing Pod with me, AC Fan 123. At the moment, I am trying to build the Little Nooks shop. So I'm on the lookout for some iron ore nuggets. And I'm just going to, this is a little trick for anyone out there who's having trouble digging up iron ore. If you actually dig yourself a little trench around the rocks, it actually holds you in place so you don't get bounced back when you're looking for iron ore. And as a result, you get more out of rocks. I'm hitting the rock right now. I've got a couple of iron ores here and a lot of stones as well. There you go. I got 2 iron ores and I got 3 stones. I've already chopped a lot of the wood on this part of the island, so you won't be doing a whole lot of that in this episode, but I'm just wandering around looking for rocks. But it looks like I've done it, and there won't be anything new until tomorrow. But that's okay. You've been listening to the Animal Crossing podcast. Tune in next time for watering flowers, and hopefully our peach trees will be ready to harvest. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you next time.
That one's just fun. I like it. I think there's a real like friendly energy to that one that I think I can really just tune out and feel like I'm actually playing.
You wouldn't
a game
want
with
to
someone.
Tune out though, because it's great.
No, I mean tune out as in like just enjoy it.
Of life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a podcast as more of a like an experience, like a playthrough.
Yeah, like a playthrough. It sounded. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. So that one is really cool. The Animal Crossing podcast. Moving swiftly along. It's time now to look at something else in the gaming community. This one's called the eSports Wrap-Up. Obviously, eSports has been exploding because all the other sports have just been
closed. What's eSports? What's eSports?
So eSports is online sporting, I believe. Is that right, Benny?
Yeah. Electronic sports. That's all been the rise these days because the only watchable sport. And this new podcast called the eSports Wrap-Up, it's actually been happening for a while, but now it's just caught so much heat because, in a good way, because people need to listen to sports, and this is a great wrap-up.
Yeah, we're in Australia. People love sport.
Exactly.
Mm. So we need something. At the moment, right.
No, football, soccer, rugby, you know, even lawn
rugby
bowls.
Rugby league.
Even lawn bowls, rugby league, AFL. Even the lawn bowls has been shut down due to this COVID-19 thing. The AFL has shut down. The NBA in the USA. All these different ones have been shut down because of these new social distancing.
How many three-letter word combinations are there?
Look, it's bizarre, and we're seeing a huge influx of this esports stuff. And let's have a listen now to the esports wrap up and see how they've been going. It's wonderful.
3, 2, 1.
Pod Palace exclusive.
So informative. Oh my god, I never would have thought that there's such a nuance to this world.
They have such a good dynamic on mic as well, I thought.
I feel as if they've been friends for years.
Yeah, it's just like two friends chatting, but you're also getting information from
them. That's the best kind of podcast.
Yeah. It's like two friends chatting about something they know a lot about as well.
You know? Yeah, like they're experts, but they're also friends, which is great.
Yeah, like friends, but also experts.
Experts first, then friends, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Scenario. Yeah.
Mitch, this is your pick next one. What do you like about this podcast from Pod Palace?
Yep, so this next one is, I like it because it's simple and it's sort of, it's good for that Australian environment. It's the chef and the cricket coach. So I suppose two staples of the Australian lifestyle that I'm pretty keen on, both of those separately. So hearing them come together in this podcast has been so interesting and fun.
So it's sort of just like friends booting up the mics and chatting. It's pretty raw, but it's the energy that I think a lot of people are craving in these isolated times.
Just having a yarn, like just getting together and chatting.
Mm. And I quite like the chemistry between these two. They've got quite a,
they're just friends.
Like a romantic chemistry.
But they're friends.
Cricket coach.
Yeah.
I would not have
an unlikely pairing.
I think they're unlikely pairing. And I believe the thing is, like, they know each other because they just moved in together randomly.
Okay.
And so they are holed up now. And then you found friends because, anyway, look, just listen.
Yeah, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Pod Palace exclusive.
Welcome to the House Podcast.
What am I supposed to say? You can't just spring this on me.
Yeah, well, it's a podcast, so
just
say anything. Come on. Come on.
Hi there. Are you bored during the corona crisis?
Yeah.
Want some tips on how to clean your home?
Yeah.
Well, listen to Keeping Up with the Cleaning.
Keeping Up with the Cleaning.
Do you need help how to dust those hard-to-reach places?
Is this really what you care about?
I don't know. I just thought this is funny. Pretty good.
Oh, man. I just want to listen to more and more and more.
I feel like I'm in the same room as them, just another friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what it feels like to listen to it.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah. We're detailing right now some of the brand new podcasts that are coming up in the podcast network Pod Palace as a result of this hyper online time that we're finding ourselves in due to the social distancing measures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is affecting everyone. I hope you're doing okay. We're loving your company here on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. My name's Robbie.
I'm Sophie.
Bernie here.
I'm Mitchell.
And we're here using, just have to plug this again, Damien's audio equipment and rental hire.
Something like that.
Is that it?
He's not going to listen.
Damien's audio equipment, Sydney hire and rental services.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thanks, Damien.
We're here using it in Coogee. It's the RML's first outside broadcast. And I do hope Lawrence comes back.
Yes,
soon.
Lawrence,
I'm fading.
Our chimp. Yeah.
Lawrence doesn't come back. Maybe he's not as well trained as you guys thought.
He looked like he had the orders. Yeah. Like
he didn't even write it down.
He gave us a thumbs up and he went down to the cafe.
Yeah. He didn't need to write it down. He had it all up in there.
Well, where is he?
Yeah.
I can't see him.
He comes back soon. I need that long black. Like
they're going to be cold coffees. Surely. Unless he's like waiting to order and then
maybe it's the cafe's
there are a lot of people down here. Maybe there's the cafe's really busy or something.
Maybe he's doing social isolation and trying not to get within 1.5 metres of anybody and then that's finding that hard in Coogee where a lot of people are ignoring those rules.
He's certainly a smart chimp. We can't deny him that. You know, this is the I hope he comes back soon. Anyway, look,
chimp, I know.
Jumping back into some of these other podcasts that we found on this Pod Palace network, Turning our attention now to more celebrity-driven podcasts. This is quite a salacious one. It's a bit of a peek behind the curtain. Bernie, talk us through it.
Peek behind the curtain of a celebrity, you were saying, Rob. It is somebody who runs a pretty notorious YouTube channel. Australian Man Reviews, it's called.
Quite funny.
Yeah, quite comedic. And this podcast is all about his real life. It's kind of a peek behind the curtain.
He gets really,
he gets real.
Obviously, the Australian Man Reviews stuff is like a character. He sort of commentates on viral videos.
Yeah, funny, he doesn't drop the voice, yeah.
Yeah, but now he's like doing a genuine thing, but he's not dropping the voice.
He doesn't drop the voice. Take a listen.
It's called the Australian Man Reviews podcast.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Yep, Australian Man Reviews. Let's take a listen.
At Australian Man Reviews, can we spin that?
Damien, there's something wrong with the playback.
3, 2, 1.
Hot Palace exclusive.
Fucking hell! Welcome back, you piss ants. It's another Australian Man Reviews podcast recording episode fucking thing where I detail the behind the scenes of the hardest cunts on the block. And guess who's the top? It's me. As usual, I'm starting the episode off by necking another tinny of God's stool, VB, while I read questions from you all. Fucking how good's this? Fucking first years from Marge from Tamworth. Bumfuck nowhere, some of my customers here. What made you start the channel? Actually, well, Marge, it's actually not such a funny fucking story, but when I was just a tiny little country bumpkin, my parents fought a fucking lot. And poor little Australian man was stranded in the lounge room, parked in front of the telly, watching prime time telly, while they barked at each other in the kitchen. And, it's actually not so easy to talk about. Initially it wasn't, but I've been seeing a therapist for several years, and that's where I came to this conclusion. But I'd managed to block a fair bit out of my childhood, and, one of the main things I was doing was I began finding myself violently commentating over the inane shit that I saw on the telly while Mum and Dad were fucking biting each other's ear off in the kitchen. Fuck, gonna need another sip of this crap to delve into this. Where fucking was I? Well, while the pain of childhood led me to start the channel, it was actually the unconditional love of my dog, Toby, that helped me survive my parents' eventual split up, who first lent an ear to let me talk about all this shit to. And you know what? He didn't fucking bark back like my parents. So parents, do your kids a fucking favour and keep that shit in the bedroom. Fuck me. Alright, fucking next. Which one of you cunts has got something else for me? How many VBs? Tim, in Lismore? Sorry? That is, how many VBs do you actually drink? Well, good question, Timmy. Hang on. Two since the beginning of this shit pod, you yellow-bellied cuck.
Yeah, that one is... man. Like, genuinely, I have to just, like, take pause after listening to that, because you don't expect to hear such genuine thoughts from a voice like that. Like, it's flummoxing in a way. I really enjoy it. It's one of those ones, again, the same thing that I've experienced with all these podcasts. You just want to hear more. Huge thanks to...
Speechless after that one.
Speechless. I think we're all a bit speechless. I think I need a coffee. I haven't had my morning coffee.
So tired.
Yeah, well said, so Bertie.
It's nearly 1 o'clock and I've got coffee.
Let's listen to a song. I'm going to try and see if I can find Lawrence, our monkey intern. Okay. Robbie's got on live right now, FBR Radio. We're coming at you live from Coogee.
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
Hey, Coogee Beach!
Give us a yell. Have your voice heard. Give us a yell.
Shout out to Coogee! Shouts out to Coogee! Shouts out!
Hey guys, give us a yell.
Coogee Beach!
Woo! Let's do it. We got a lot of hand signals. Give us a yell.
Yeah, we've got a lot of waves, no voices.
Give us 1, 2, 3, Yahoo!
Yahoo! Oh, yeah!
Hey, big ups.
Shout outs.
God, everyone's still kissing. All right, let's go to a song now. See you in a moment. FBI Radio.
That's 1.5.
RML. Robbie, Bernie, Bethan.
1.5 meters. Yeah.
Robbie's Modern Life, FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Bernie Mitchell, Sophie, and myself, Robbie, are with you live. Our first outcast, live from Coogee, our first outside broadcast. Lucky enough to have Jono, our in-house tech guy, that's there at the studio, making sure that our sultry tones get to you. Jono, how's the text line looking?
Hey, guys, sounding really good. The audio is sounding really good. Text line still hasn't been fixed. I seriously can't understand what the issue is. Like I've received your text, Mitch.
Oh, you got that one? That's weird because obviously your one came through because of the proximity, Jono. But Mitch's came through as well.
I might have some kind of high priority setting. Some kind of high priority. I'm gonna send you another one, mate. Here we go.
It's a high priority setting.
Oh my god, what?
Okay,
guys, shut up.
Hang on, Jono, we're going to have to let you go. Something's just
gone. Sorry, Jono, see you a bit. See you, mate. Thanks.
See you back at the studio.
What is it, Sophie? What is it?
It's the monkey.
Oh my god,
it's our monkey intern, Lawrence.
Lawrence!
Come here, mate.
I can't believe he did
Lawrence! Monkey intern. Lawrence, mate. We're over here. Lawrence! Oh my god, he's really like juggling all these coffees.
Yeah, I didn't even think about how we carry four coffees.
Okay.
That's our monkey intern!
Okay, for those just tuning in, this is our monkey intern, Lawrence. We sent him off to order us some coffees before. Let's run through our orders again. I got a long black.
I got a large latte.
Oh, I can barely remember. I have mocha and three sugars, I think.
No, I got a just a regular long black. Yeah, you didn't get a mocha. You got a latte or something, didn't you?
No, you got a mocha.
Oh, I can barely remember.
All right, here is Lawrence
will remember.
Oh, he's balancing the coffee. He's got them.
Lawrence, welcome back. Okay.
Give me a high five.
Oh, he's got to put the coffees down. All right, let's have a look here. All right.
Cutie little thing.
He did it.
All right, what do we got here?
Yeah, oh, he's labeled them. So that's got an M, that's mine.
Mitchell. Okay. Got a cappuccino here.
Was that you, Mitch?
Ordered a cappuccino?
Sorry, I don't think anybody ordered a cappuccino.
No, I ordered a large latte. Is there a large latte?
Contrary to the messaging in this episode of Robbie's Modern Life, the show is not live. This episode was recorded on the 29th of March 2020, preceding the current laws in place that would disallow the gathering of the team as they did on that day. In no way, shape, or form is Robbie's Modern Life breaking any law or promoting doing so by airing this pre-recorded content.
There's a skim latte here.
You're allergic to skim.
I thought this was an empty mission. This is...
Weak short black.
That's a macchiato or something.
A weak short black. No, I ordered a lot. This is cold.
There's a baby chino as well.
A baby chino.
Is that for Lawrence?
Okay, no. Lawrence. What are these, mate? Lawrence, mate, these are wrong orders, mate.
You got the wrong coffee.
Every single one is wrong.
For crying out loud, Lawrence, you've messed
like it's
up the
order. No, it's like it's cute and stuff. Like, obviously you're a monkey. You can understand us. We ordered it's cute. You're cute, but like seriously, like when we ordered the things that we need,
you told us you had it sorted, mate.
Didn't even.
You
write
said
it,
you would remember it.
I knew this wouldn't work.
Don't give me that look.
You messed up the fucking order, mate.
You didn't even manage to strike it lucky with at least one correct type of coffee. Like there aren't even that many types of coffee, mate. You could have just.
Look at the first ones on the fucking
people
menu.
Are staring
at us people
now.
Are looking.
But Lawrence, you're dumb as hell.
No, Lawrence, like seriously, like
why didn't you write them down, mate?
Just get a pen and notepad.
I told
and
you
write
guys. I told you guys this wasn't going
to
work.
Sophie, you did tell us. You did tell us, and we should listen to you.
Where did you get this monkey from,
Lawrence? We're here in Coogee trying to have a nice day, mate. Doing an outside broadcast, the first one we've ever done on Robbie's Modern Life.
I don't care for you anymore, Lawrence.
Yes, you're new to the team. That doesn't give you the excuse to, like, take a whole fucking hour.
You can be the shortest worked intern on the show, mate. Congrats. See you later. Pack your bags. You're
out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You're
pack your bags, mate. See you later. You're off the show. No more interning for you. Get out of here.
See you later, man. Pack your bags.
These coffees are cold. They taste like piss. Get out of here.
He's got a cute little knapsack. Pack your cute little knapsack, Lawrence.
It's not cute to me.
Sling it over your shoulder.
I think it's pathetic.
That's kind of cute. It's got a top hat as well.
That is.
Why is he putting the top hat on?
That's awesome.
All right, go on. Okay. Turn around.
It's kind of hard to stay angry at him, but see you. Get out of here, Lawrence.
Yeah, keep the change.
He's going.
Right. He's got the knapsack over his shoulder on a bit of bamboo. It looks like.
Is it the bus stop?
Is he getting on a bus?
Okay, the bus has just pulled up.
Opal out. It's got an Opal card.
Where did he
concession?
Hide that?
A concession Opal card? How did he get a concession card?
Where does he go?
Those things are rare.
Does he go to university?
Maybe. He must.
How old is he?
I don't know how he managed to muck this
It's hard for me to stay mad at him looking. It's hard for me to
he
stay mad at him.
He does look cute with the little
I don't care.
Knapsack and
a top hat.
I just spent the whole show tired with no coffee.
I'm naughty. I'm not drinking this shit. Like,
I'll have the baby chino.
I wanted to have the baby
chino. It stinks as well. Like, he stinks.
I'll go half-half. It's a sip each.
But it doesn't stink as half as bad as you, Sophie's bathing in septic tank juice. What is wrong with you?
That was a joke. It's not true.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
so
why do you smell like that?
Shut up.
It smells like Minx Africa as well.
Yeah, that smells worse. The Minx smells way worse.
Whatever. Okay, we've actually got to get out of here. Our time is up.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's been so cool to be here in Coogee for our first outside broadcast. Coogee!
So good. So glad we could do it.
Guys, you can hear the beach. We're not lying. Listen. You can hear the beach.
We've got to get this this audio equipment back to our mate. Damien's audio equipment, Sydney Hire Rental Services. Huge thank you to him for allowing us these fantastic bits of equipment. Mm.
Thanks, Damien.
And
high quality audio.
You can come back over now, Damien.
We're done, mate.
He's well out of earshot. So yeah, okay.
All right, let's get out of here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank
Bernie
you so
Bolgi,
much.
Thanks so much.
Yo, thank you.
Mitchell JC, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sophie Gordon, great to have you here.
Yep, this see ya.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us. See you next week, Monday, midday. Listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life, on any of the outlets. We got all the bits there, all the juicy stuff. And Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook too. I hope you're okay. I hope we're doing well. Thank you. Bye. Yeah.